All right, come on back in, everybody. Come on in, come on in. Hopefully you had enough break. Do what you need to do out there. Come on in, come on in. We're going to get started here again here about 2, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Depending. It's good to see some new faces here this morning and some relatively new faces. Welcome to Passion Community Church. If this is your first time here, you come the first time, your friend, you leave family. That's how we are here at Passion Community Church, because our great leaders, Pastor Jason and Miss Jen, that's what they do. They build families. That's what they're here for. They're here to build a family. They're here to be whatever you need them to be as pastors of this church. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. For those of you who have been here for a while, good to see you this morning. Those of you who've been here for, how many has been here more than 10 years? Raise your hand. Awesome, awesome. 15 years. Awesome. How long have we been here? 13. Okay, now I put my hand down. How many have been here 18 years? 20 years. Yeah, yeah. Because Passion Community Church is 20 years old, by the way. So give yourself a, you've been here for 20 years. So, Christy, you've seen a lot of things in 20 years.
Yes, we have.
But you've been here through the thick and thins. You've been here through the small beginnings. You know, the Bible tells us, do not despise the days of small beginnings. You were here for that. You were here as they grew, as they did this and this. And you're here today. You see a great harvest, do you not? There are great things happening here at Passion Community Church, and I'm blessed to be a part of that. We came on about 13 years ago, is that right? Best decision we've ever made as far as a church. So we are blessed to be a part of Passion Community Church, blessed to serve with you, serve the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the many gifts to Pastor Jason and Jen, I'm gonna give them another gift. And the gift is this: for Pastor Appreciation Day, I'm going to answer one of the greatest questions you've ever wanted to know since the days you were in preschool. And that was a long time ago for you, Pastor.
It was.
I'm going to answer one of the greatest questions you've ever had. Where do babies come from? So I'm glad the kids are out. Where do babies come from? It's a perplexing question. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. But we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about where do babies come from. I think you'll enjoy this. I appreciate you sitting there listening to it. So I got, how much time do I have? I got 45 more minutes? No, I don't? Okay. Wife says no, but I want to say this. I want to honor you too. You're a godly man, godly woman, an example to the people of what a mature believer in Christ looks like, and what a fruitful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ looks like. So the title of today's sermon is called Spiritual Generations. Spiritual generations. And we're going to turn to John chapter 15, verse 16. We're going to read this verse, then we're going to pray, and I'm going to get into this sermon. John 15, 16. I hope you brought your Bible. If you did, please turn there. When you get there, say amen. The words of Jesus in John chapter 15, verse 16. No longer do I call you servants. No, I'm sorry, wrong verse. You did not choose me, but I chose you. How many feels chosen today? Amen. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, so thankful to have great leaders, great pastors in this church. Lord, this is a family of believers. This is the body of Christ. And the head of this body is Pastor Jason Moore and Jennifer Moore. And we could not be more happy and more joyful that we have great pastors. And we pray, Lord, today that, Lord, you would bless them and honor them, Lord, as they are humble servants of the Most High God. And Lord, we pray, God, that you would fill this place with your presence. Lord, your presence, your peace, your power, your provisions, your protection, and your purpose. God, that we would fulfill, Lord, what you have called us to be and called us to do. And Lord, that we would draw near and close to you today, that we would hear your word, Lord, that your word would have an impact upon our lives, that, Lord, you would plant seeds into our lives, that, Lord, would grow into great fruit. We pray your blessings upon this service, upon Pastor Jason and Jen, in Jesus' wonderful name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the command to bear fruit was given by Jesus to his disciples. Here we read in John chapter 15, where Jesus was commanding his disciples to go and bear fruit. Fruit. And that has a lot of meaning involved in it. And we're going to get into that here in a minute. But what I want to say is this, is that the disciples of yesterday produced the fruit of today, which is you. Let me say it again. The disciples of yesterday produced disciples of today who produced you spiritually. When he's talking about bearing fruit, he's talking about spiritual fruit. Spiritual fruit that would remain. When a person becomes a Christian, when they become the Christ, they become a babe in Christ. They are born again. We talked about this morning in our Sunday school class. When you come to Jesus, something supernatural happens in your life. Something that you were not yesterday, you become today. And that thing is born again. I remember the conversation that Jesus had with one Nicodemus, and Nicodemus is like, how can one be born again? How can I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus is like, this is not the kind of birth I'm talking about. I'm talking about a spiritual birth that comes from above, in which the Holy Spirit comes down into your life on the inside of a believer and creates a new creation in Christ. They're called a babe in Christ. That's exactly where babies come from, by the way. Amen.
Amen.
And every follower of Jesus is chosen by Jesus and appointed by him that we might grow in maturity and bear fruit. How many knows that babies cannot produce other babies? They have to go through a maturing process, right? It's called discipleship. It's called growing in Christ. It's called maturing in Christ. And when you're a mature Christian, when you've arrived to full maturity, not even full maturity, but partial to full maturity, you can then begin to produce fruit. You can then begin to produce spiritual babes in Christ. The Apostle Paul talked about the babes in Christ as needing the milk of the word, and they do, because when I came to Christ, I had no knowledge whatsoever of this Bible. It was like Greek to me. How many can identify with that? I couldn't make heads or tails of what it was saying to me. But when I began to study and read it, when I kept going to church and I kept hanging around God's people, it started to come alive to me. Because I needed something small like milk to get me to a point where I could start eating solid food. Someone say amen. How old are babies when they start eating solid food? 9 months, 6 months, 9 months, something like that. A year old. Yeah, you don't start babies off on food. You start them on the milk. But every single one of us, including Pastor Jason and Miss Jen, especially Pastor, was a baby in Christ at one time. Every one of us. And so the command of Jesus to his disciples, he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching everything that I commanded you to do. So the disciples were to do what? They were going to make other disciples. And those other disciples were going to make other disciples. And the other disciples were going to make other disciples. And we went disciple, disciple, disciples, all the way down to where we are today with you and me. Somebody spoke into your life. Somebody shared the word of God with you. Somebody worked with you and helped you to mature in Christ. That's called fruit bearing. Someone say amen.
Amen.
But we are chosen and appointed. Chosen and appointed to do one thing. Go and bear fruit. Go and bear fruit. As God finished creation in 6 days, his first command to Adam and Eve was to be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 says this, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Adam and Eve needed to each other to be fruitful. Adam and Eve needed each other to be fruitful. Now watch this. These fruit trees weren't just purchased on a whim or by accident. We purposely bought these trees for a reason. This being a Red Delicious, this being a Gala. Now when you plant fruit trees need another fruit tree to cross-pollinate. And not just any fruit tree, it had to be of a like kind. And it had to be one that would bloom at around the same time. And they had to be planted within 50 to 100 feet of each other. That's how these fruit trees will produce fruit. Listen, I pray, God bless these fruit trees. Let the fruit from these trees be so heavy that all the ground beneath them were filled with apples till kingdom come. Amen. Right? I pray the blessings of God on these fruit trees that they produce for you. But here's what I want to say. Here's how I want to connect this. Because the pastor of this church and Mrs. Pastor of this church, their whole existence at Passion Community Church was to be like these fruit trees and cross-pollinate and produce a lot of fruit. And a lot of the fruit that they produced are sitting in these pews today. Give yourselves a hand. We are here as the result of their labor. They become mature Christians, their maturity. Then they cross-pollinate. Now listen, they also have physical babies, right? They had physical babies. They cross-pollinated in that way. There's no little ones here. And they had to be close to each other. They couldn't be planted 50 or 60 feet, 100 feet from each other. They had to be close. It's called intimacy. Amen. Pastor Jason said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cross-pollination is essential for these trees to bear fruit. Now, I could have gotten two of the same kind, and they would not have bear as much fruit as you got two of a similar kind, but of the same. A Gala and a Red Delicious. They cross-pollinate very, very well. And I've researched it. I looked it up. I researched it out. So I got two trees that would cross-pollinate well. And if you plant them, Pastor Jason, within 50 feet to 100 feet of each other, they will bear a lot of fruit. And here's another cool thing about this is that Pastor Jason and Jen have honeybees. Honeybees. You need some other aspect, something else to come into the equation for these trees to cross-pollinate. You need honeybees or similar bees of similar sorts, because what they'll do is they'll go and they'll get the pollination from one tree and put it on the other tree as they go and suck the nectar out of the flowers. How cool is God? Huh? How cool is our God that he would create honeybees and such to cross-pollinate these trees? But here's what I want to say about that. I want to say this, that not only do Pastor Jason and Miss Jen need to have be mature Christians and mature in their growth, they also need to have a connection being close to each other. They need to be able to cross-pollinate, but they need the help of other people. Someone said, praise God. That's us, y'all. That's us. We need to be the honeybees. We need to be the work. We got a queen bee. Huh? And if you, we got a queen bee at Passion Community Church, right? And we need to serve this queen bee. We need to serve this king. And we need to, in order for us to be fruitful, spiritually speaking, we have to serve the queen. Someone say amen. Amen. Now it's easier said than done. So apple trees must be compatible and complementary. Pastor, you had to be complementary and compatible with your missus. And missus, you need to be complementary and compatible with your mister. That's how things work in a real marriage. When a man and a woman come together, they have to be compatible, but they also have to be complementary. And you understand your role as a man and as a woman that, hey, I'm not to be what they are. They're not to be what I am. But we are together to be complementary. And when you're complementary, you can bear much fruit. How many grandchildren you have?
Two and a half.
There's one on the way. There's a bun in the oven. There's one baking right as we speak, right? How soon is she going to have?
October 24th.
Pretty soon. Yeah. So they've been very fruitful. Their fruit has bore fruit already. And if you look at them in the spiritual sense, the fruit of their relationship with God has bore fruit that has bore fruit that has bore fruit. 20 years worth. And we are the product, we are the produce, we are the fruit of what they've done, what God has done in their lives. And so we can celebrate that. Amen. I'm very, very grateful and thankful to be fruit in this house. Now, when I was a child, we had 13 acres out in the outside of Ravenna, outskirts of Ravenna Township. And we had a couple pear trees in our yard. Our yard was like huge. I mowed 3 acres by hand, push mower, when I was a kid. That was torture. But in the yard, there was a pear tree on one end of the yard and a pear tree on the completely opposite end of the yard. Someone had planted these pear trees and they were hoping for pears. But they were planted way too far apart. So we had these skinny little pear trees that didn't have hardly any pears on them at all. Every now and then, they would produce a pear or two. This is like every 2 or 3 years. They would. Why? Because they were so far apart. I'm here to tell you, you have to be close to produce a family. You have to be close to produce fruit. And this body of believers, this family called Passion Community Church, we're a close-knit group. Someone say amen. Amen. We love each other. Them trees need to love each other. Pastor Jason needed to love, and Miss Jen needed to love each other and be close in order to produce any kind of fruit. Now, physical fruit producing is fairly simple. I don't need to explain that to you, I hope. Physical fruit bearing is you have babies, and their babies, when they grow up, they have babies. And we have grandchildren. We got 3 grandchildren. They're awesome. We're looking for more. We're patient. So physical fruit bearing is fairly simple, fairly easy to understand. And spiritual fruit, not so much. But they have the same concepts. Let me show you what I'm talking about. There's 3 things you need to have physical fruit, right? Maturity. We talked about that. Proximity, you need to be close enough to each other to make fruit, right? And 3, cross-pollination. I'm not going to talk about it. Let your mind go. Let's go there with it together in our minds. You guys know what I'm talking about, cross-pollination. Now, 3 things that fruit trees are the same way. You need 3 things. You need maturity. These trees right here will not produce fruit for another 3 to 5 years. Maybe 3 to 4 years. They got to grow into maturity. If they were to bud fruit right now, they would fall apart. They would die. They're too young to do so. But when they get a little bit older, they get more mature, Pastor and Jen water them, nurture them, feed them. They will produce a lot of fruit. But they have to have maturity. They have to have the proximity. They got to be close enough together. They can cross-pollinate. They need cross-pollination. Now, the same thing goes for spiritual fruit. Mature Christians, I'm talking to you right now. Because you are the godly example to the rest of the people in the church and the world. And you didn't get there by chance. You got there because you understood what God was calling you to be and calling you to do. He was calling you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ, and you've done that. And so your purpose now, listen, when you're a child, your purpose is to grow up to become an adult. When you're an adult, your purpose is to have children. And when you get into a very high stage of maturity, as some of us are, you have grandchildren. Someone say amen. And it's the same way in the spiritual realm, that when you have maturity, your first instinct is to go and make other disciples. Your first instinct is to go reproduce yourself. The first instinct you have is, I got to bear fruit. And the command of Jesus is upon us to be fruitful, and that the fruit that we produce remains. That's His call. That's His command. And He's chosen us to do it. So we need to have the maturity. We need to have the proximity. Listen, you got to be here. You got to show up. You got to be in the house of God. Listen, it's not time to fall out and to lay off. It's time to get in and get busy, because the harvest is ripe. Jesus said, look into the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Let yourself become a laborer in the vineyard of Almighty God. Become fruitful because you're a mature Christian. Become fruitful because Jesus commands it. Be fruitful because you're chosen to do it. That's the call of God on mature Christians. But we need to have proximity. Number one, we need to have proximity to these two. I got to get close to them somehow, some way. And if it's just on Sunday morning, so be it. Praise God. I get to do it. I get to be there. Why? Because they are the example. They are the headship of this body under Jesus Christ. And so if we're not close to them, if we're not near them, we're not going to get the nourishment that we need to become fruitful. We're not, because we're the honeybees. They're the queen and king bee. And we need the cross-pollination. Because listen, you have gifts in your life that no other person in this church has. There's a reason why you exist in this family and in this body. Because you bring something to the table that nobody else can bring. And those are the gifts and the calling that God gave you specifically so that you can get around the other people, and our gifts can be complementary, and they work together to build and grow the family of God and be fruitful. Fruitful. We're compatible and we're complementary. That's who we are. Just like a husband and a wife, we are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. And we are called to do this thing together. Together. So when you miss, you are missed. When you're not here, you are missed. Because you bring something that nobody else in this body can bring. And I pray that you would pray and ask God to show you what that is, so that you can get better at it. I asked that question a long time ago, and look what happened to me. That might not be a good thing. I don't know. But I asked God that question a long time ago. What is it that you have given me that I can serve the body of Christ? And then when he revealed it to me, I begin to grow in it and I begin to serve God in it. And that's what God is calling us all to do. I got about 10 minutes. You guys give me long stares. So we need maturity, proximity, and cross-pollination. Maturity, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 says this, so that we would no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. You got to go from a place of being a child, a baby in Christ, to being a child of Christ, to being a young adult in Christ, to being an adult in Christ. You got to go grow to maturity. We must grow in Christ to maturity. The second thing is, we have to have proximity. We must abide in the vine. Jesus said in John 15, verse 4 and 5, He said, abide in me, and I in you, As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it's abiding in the vine. So another aspect of this equation is this. We have to abide in Christ. I've got to be hanging out with Pastor Jason and Jen. I've got to be hanging out with you. But the most important part of the aspect of maturing in Christ, we have to abide in the vine. Because we are the branches. We're the one that's going to sprout fruit off of our arms. Like this wonderful apple tree right here. Their fruit is going to start growing on this tree. It's going to grow here. It's going to grow there. It's going to grow everywhere on this tree. And you're just like this tree. When you abide in the vine, in the roots of the tree, you become the branches that produce fruit. Does this all make sense to you today? Because Jesus is calling us to be like this tree. But he's calling us to be the branches. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. This tree will die. These branches will die if they do not abide in the vine. Why? Because it cannot get the water and the nourishment it needs to grow. It cannot. It will not. And we, the same with us. We cannot and we will not grow unless we abide in the vine. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I'm here to tell you this morning, without Christ, I can do nothing. Nothing. Nothing of value. I can add no value to this world in and of myself. But when Jesus is on the inside, when we're tapped into the root, when we're tapped into the vine, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. We become able to do all that he called us and commanded us to do because we are abiding in him. And he said this to his disciples, and he's saying it to the disciples of his disciples all the way down to you and me. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Without him, we can't do anything. I need Jesus. You need Jesus. And cross-pollination, we must have help from others in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 says this. He said, the Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I plant. Listen, some of you are going to be seed planters. Some of you are going to be waterers. But God's going to give the increase. God's going to bless you. He's going to bear fruit in your life. And that fruit will remain. And your fruit will bear much. How many knows that that fruit, this apple tree fruit, has the seed for another tree on the inside of the fruit? Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes the growth of the body for the edifying itself in love. Now, it's talking about you. It's talking about you. You are the body. You are the body. You are the body of Christ. When Jesus took the bread, he said, this bread is my body, which is given to you. We talked about that this morning in communion. But how many knows that when he gave that to us and we took it in, we became the body. When Jesus went to the cross and ascended to heaven and is sitting at the right hand throne of the Father now, he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you and you're going to be the body. We are the body. So every part of the body. Every joint supplies something. You are a joint in this body. You are a part of this body. And what you bring to the table, nobody else has. We need you to be a toe. We need you to be a foot. We need you to be a nose and a mouth. We need you to be ears. We need you to be whatever. We need you to be eyelashes. Praise God. Listen, you know how crazy your life would be if you didn't have eyelashes? It would be insane. You'd be blinking every 5 seconds trying to get all the dirt out of your eyes. God gave us eyelashes. Somebody needs to be an eyelash around here. Huh? Someone needs to be a nose around here to smell out the devil when he's trying to sneak in. Amen. Someone's got to be I Spy Private Eye. Someone's got to do something. Listen, you're all a part of the body of Christ, and God's called you as somebody special to do something special that no other part can do. That's what makes us who we are. God's designed the fruit-bearing tree to yield fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself. Every apple has the seed for the next tree on the inside of it. Someone to say amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind." A fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind. Apple trees aren't going to produce pears, y'all. Ain't going to happen. Whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. I want to clue you in on something. Whose seed is in itself. God planted the trees first. If you want to know which come first, the chicken or the egg, it's chicken. It's the tree. It's the herb bearing seed to produce more herbs. God planted the tree to produce a seed that will produce another tree. And I'm here to tell you that you are the seed that Jesus planted in this world, in this church, that you might produce more fruit in your life and to the glory of God in His kingdom, that you might grow this body of Christ from this generation to the next generation to the next generation beyond that. We are to be spiritual parents. We are to be spiritually fruitful. What's interesting to me is how God designed everything. It's so mind-boggling to me of how a mind could think up these things. But God's mind is so much more vast and powerful than we can ever even fathom. Picture this. Every mother was once a baby girl in his mother's womb. Her mother's womb, I should say. Every mother was once a baby in her mother's womb. And at 4 months gestation, you had as many eggs on the inside of you as you would ever have for the rest of your life. Did you know that? The fruit of the womb had seeds on the inside of it since it was 4 months gestation. 4 months into this pregnancy, you develop all the eggs, 6 million of them. Ladies be like, "Man, I've been carrying these legs around. 6 million of them. They're getting heavy." 6 million eggs when you were 4 months gestation. When 4 months from when the embryo split into two, or the egg split into form the embryo. You get what I'm saying? 6 million of them. The seed is inside the fruit, and the fruit will produce more fruit when they are mature. The moment you were born again, the moment that you received Christ, Christ planted those seeds in your life. You are spiritual fruit. But you are fruit with the seed of Jesus Christ on the inside. And so when you reach a mature age, those seeds are going to be planted and they're going to become fruitful. Because why? Because we're gathering together. Because we're mature. We're gathering together because we want to cross-pollinate. We got to use the gifts that each other has. We're going to come together because we're mature, cross-pollinating. And we have to be close in proximity in order to produce spiritual fruits. And now you see the process of what pastor goes through, and this is pastor goes through, because their heart and their soul and their minds and their bodies and their absolute goal is to produce much fruit. They are heeding the voice of Jesus that says, "I am the vine and you are the branch. And if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit." And they are the example of when Jesus told his disciples that you are to go, commanded to go and bear fruit, and that fruit will remain. They are examples of everything that Jesus taught. And so, we thank you. Corey, if you could come to the music, because I'm done early. Can you believe it? I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. That this man of God and this woman of God, they don't come up here because she thinks she has a great voice, she does. Or because she thinks she has magic fingers, she does. She doesn't just here to play the music and to teach Sunday school. She's here because she's interested in raising a family and becoming fruitful in the kingdom of God. Pastor Jason doesn't come in here and preach every Sunday morning because he's got a great voice. He does. because he says interesting things, he does. But because he's sharing Christ, he does. And by doing so, he's fulfilling the call of God on his life, because God has gifted them for these things and called them for such a time as this. And so we honor them. We thank you. We honor you. And we bless you. But it's time for the rest of us to step up and be the honeybees. It's time for the rest of us to step up and understand that not only were they called and chosen, you are called and chosen. It's time for us to begin to understand what our place is in the body of Christ, because the body of Christ needs you. The body of Christ needs you. And the fruit of tomorrow is birthed in what you're doing today. Are you growing in the maturity of Jesus Christ? Not just sitting on your salvation, but growing in Christ. Are you growing in Christ? Do you have a mind and a desire to see other people come to Christ? I do. Do you have the desire for God to utilize what it is in you personally that you can contribute to this body to produce fruit? I do. And do you have the desire to be around the rest of us that are heading in the same direction and wanting to do the same thing? I do. I want to be around you. I want to be around them, because we're like-minded. We want to do what God has called us to do. And there's no greater thing in this world than to watch somebody come to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Nothing greater in this world, in my estimation, than somebody coming to Christ